Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Camille Terry. She's the co-founder and CEO of Charger Help. Camille, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
So let's just dive right in. What is Charger Help?
So Charger Help is a technology company that enables on-demand repair of electric vehicle charging stations.
It sounds very sexy.
What does that mean?
We obviously had a conversation prior to this, right? So I always want to know the why. I want to know what feeds you, what inspires you. Why do you do this? Because it sounds like you're a very ambitious person. So why this now and why you?
Yeah, so I like to say I stumbled into clean tech. I was looking for a job, ended up at a really large company that was installing EV charging stations, electric vehicle charging stations throughout the US. But while I was there, I really saw how this future of tech was gonna help improve the environment. And so for me, when I saw just like the ways in which like asthma affect folks in my communities or all these things that are because of the environment affect folks in my community, it really propelled me to want to be a part of an industry that was bringing about positive change.
But why this change? Again, there's so many things to work on, but how come you chose to focus on this specific type of change?
I think specifically because I saw that there was a need for a workforce. So like I said, we do on-demand repair of electric vehicle charging stations. EV charging stations, like you see, like Teslas, they have to like plug into something. That thing that they're plugging into a lot of times don't work. And that's not just with Tesla, it's with a lot of different charging stations. And so there isn't right now a maintenance organization to go out and fix those stations. And so for me, what I saw is that there was an opportunity to create a maintenance organization to go out and fix those stations. And so with Charger Help, what we do is we've created an app and a mobile platform that we employ folks from your local community to do just that. And so why exactly this space? It was definitely because I saw an opportunity to create a win-win situation that I didn't really see as clearly in another space.
Well, so that's corporate talk, but I want to know like the heart talk, right? So if someone asks me, hey, Christopher, why are you a speaker? I'm like, you know what? I was punished for talking too much as a kid in school. I was told I was stupid. I was teased for being bullied. So now as a speaker, no one's going to silence my voice because I really want to share and inspire people with my story and encourage other people. So for you, again, you have this great gift. You're an entrepreneur, you're ambitious, but what's the personal journey about why you chose EV, which means it's environmentalism, which means maybe you believe in global warming, right? So is there a personal backstory that compelled you to get into this field?
I think, honestly, it really is because like when I stumbled upon the EV space and I saw the amount of opportunity that was there, it really was that, right? Like I'm from South Central Los Angeles. We don't have a lot of jobs here or a lot of opportunity. But when we talk about like environmental justice, things that really affect us, we're not really bringing jobs to our communities, right? Like we install charging stations in our communities and we want people to buy electric vehicles, but no one's really talking about jobs. So honestly, like the real reason why I started it was like, I see that there's so much opportunity within this industry. There's so much money within this industry. And it didn't make sense that folks from my community wouldn't be a part of that journey and wouldn't partake, right? And so it was like, there's an opportunity for us to have like a better environment, but also, and like equally as important, there's an opportunity for us to like have economic mobility, to have jobs, to be a part of the solutions. And I think that sometimes, you know, we're never necessarily included. I feel like innovation is brought to our communities and we're never really given the opportunity to partake. So I wanted to create a platform and a company that would allow for both to solve a really real issue and to get folks in my community employed.
No, and that's what I was asking. Again, you mentioned you're a corporate person as was I, but really this podcast is called the Gifters Podcast because we want to inspire people to your story. Because again, for me, I was punished, I was teased, I was bullied. So I have a deep desire, including Elon Musk was punished and bullied. Or let's say Jeff Bezos, when someone asked him about Amazon, he said, well, back in the early 90s or mid 90s, the internet was growing at 2,300% growth. So wow, I thought that's amazing. So therefore he got into it, right? And for you, it sounds like it's more personal because you have a community that you talk about where we have guests in 92 countries around the world. So for you, you're saying you see these opportunities that come to your community, but you don't necessarily get to partake in it. And ultimately, it's a growing industry, obviously. And what most excites you about this industry? I mean, are you a big Elon Musk fan? Are you really big into the EV world in terms of the potential? Because climate change is this big, scary word. Sometimes people that may not either believe it or even understand it. But for you, so I know the opportunity part. And do you see that you're able to bring these jobs back to community, or you just want to like be a role model for your community and for women all around the world? I mean, is it all those things that you want to do?
Yeah, I definitely think, honestly, like I'm open, Chris, right? I think that one of the things I've found out like through my life is like things are going to transform how they're going to transform. Right now, like the one thing I'm focused on is like building a profitable company that I can actually bring equitable jobs. Like that's literally like the only thing. So whether that's an inspiration to folks or like that's a big deal to folks, then like that's cool. But like literally all I'm focused on right now is like building this profitable company so we can, you know, employ people the right way.
Now that's great. So let's talk about that. When you say building this company, because so many people want to build companies, what are some of the basics that you build your company? I mean, it's a new company, but how did you decide even the name? Let's talk about that. How did you decide your name, Charger Help?
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting. So back in November, Google does this series called Startup Grind, and it was the first time that they held a startup grind in South Central LA. And so I participated in that. And so I went there, not necessarily to have like a business per se, but just to go there as an industry expert. Came to find out, like I started talking about like the things I saw in the community. And I was like, oh man, like it'll be really interesting to use technology. So I randomly pitched this idea. Charger Help like randomly came to me. And so everything was like a spur of the moment. So I ended up getting a team, and that whole weekend we built Charger Help, right? Like this team that I had, like we didn't sleep. And then at the end of the weekend, you go and you pitch to investors, and we pitched and we won.
Well, let's break it down. Team, like yeah. What do you mean? Like what kind of team? Because again, all these things, I don't know who's listening. Some people have established companies, some of them don't. But again, it's the data, the details that I want to really share. So when you say you bought a team, did you bring in a marketing person? Did you bring in a tech person? Did you bring in a, what specifically, who did you bring in the team to pitch?
Yeah, so it's not even like I brought in anyone. So with Startup Grind, it's just community members. You just all, they invite all different types of community members that maybe you have like a law background, or maybe you have a marketing background, but like, or you're just like interested in like helping, right? And so with Startup Grind, they bring in all these community members, then folks get to talk about an idea that they want folks to join them. And then I ended up with seven folks that didn't necessarily have anything to do with EVs or clean tech. They just liked the idea that I proposed and they just wanted to help me. And so the folks that were on like my team, like I had one lady that she had a background in marketing. I had two people that they were just EV drivers and they were tired of going to charging stations that didn't work. It was just really random. So like, it was literally just like random folks from like South Central LA that like saw me talk about this ideal and just wanted to help me build it out during this weekend.
Well, let me break it down for our listeners, because again, I don't even know if you know how awesome you are in that. In business, it's really only four parts. There's marketing, operations, sales, and service. So you have to inspire people to get them interested in you, because otherwise people will just go another way. Then you have the customers that don't like their service, therefore you have a need, and you have a marketing person to market that. So for our listeners, just know that though, Camille, you're being a little modest, but really, you're very passionate. You're very determined. You can clearly tell it in your voice, and that inspires people. So for those people listening, if you want to create a company, even though it seems random, but a lot of things in life, when you share your passion, when you share your story, you will inspire people to help you. And even though they weren't part of the Charger world, but they want to believe in a purpose, and it's been studied that people will go to the ends of earth if you inspire them with a purpose. And it sounds like you really did that. And I appreciate you sharing that story and telling us, really, you happened upon the opportunity, but you did it. You actually brought a team together and you pitched them. And my last question, Camille, is why do you think they picked you? What was the one thing you feel that, or maybe they even told you why they picked you?
I think like you were saying, I feel like they just thought that I was, yeah, that I was passionate about what I was saying. And I admitted to the stuff I didn't know how to do, right? Like, I've never in my entire life wanted to own a company or to be an entrepreneur. My dad's an entrepreneur. So like, I grew up around like somebody that's like an entrepreneur, and it's not always great. It's a lot of trying times. And I think they just appreciated my authenticity and that, yeah, they believed in the ideal that it was something that, you know, could actually move, right? And so I think the wild thing that I'll say to that, and because of all the work that they did and the folks that have helped me so far, you know, in, what is it, 9 months in, like, we've raised $500,000 through like grants and like in-kind donations, and we're about to open up a round to, you know, raise another 1.5 mil. And we've been moving very quickly, but it really has been like community members, folks that, you know, that I've grown up with, that's helped us, you know, get to where we're at today.
Camille, like I said, I hope you recognize and realize, and I hope our listeners know that it really does come from a leader, a person that has a voice, a person that is authentic and genuine and just straight up honest, because we live in a world where so many people are inauthentic. They try to sell things that they don't care about. But in your case, you clearly care about life and opportunity and jobs. And even though this happens to be your vehicle, quote unquote, but the core goal is you want to help people, and that rings very true in your voice and your spirit. So Camille, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you, perhaps help you out with your company?
Yeah, the best way to connect with me is on LinkedIn. I'm literally the only person with my name spelled the way that it is, so you will find me. And in helping us out right now, we're definitely looking for strategic investors. So like, if you know impact investors, workforce development folks that are excited about the future of work, definitely tag us, forward it to us. We want to build like a really great team for the next 9 months in order to bring this ideal truly to fruition.
Great. Camille, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.